relative, granddad, come down in Florida and get him when he come back. Must have come down here and asked me about it, about going there and getting him.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Henry told me, he said, I'm going to call back down there and see. He said, Grant, good hand when you take a notion to work, you good hand. Called back down there, and they had him in the old folks' home down there. So my friend told me, he said, he wouldn't be able to do nothing. Let him stay down there, the way to be taken care of. Yeah.
Do you ever remember any, I remember Papa telling me about a man that was stabbed up here one time. Can you tell me about that?
Well,
tell me about that.
Oh, I know that Dub killed that nigga up there. What we mean?
Dub?
Mm-hmm.
No, Dub ever killed me.
Shot him.
Did he go to the
Cannon jail? Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry told me that Dub come down at the house. Just woke him up about 3 o'clock in the morning and told me he done killed somebody. My daddy said, he done arguing. Yes, sir. I forgot that nigga's name to kill.
What'd he do it for? You know?
Well, he claimed the nigga trying to break in the house. Oh, and he shot him through the door with a .22 rifle.
In the head?
And hit him in his heart. My nephew, he done a big one. He had joined up in a plumber.
Yeah.
And he had 4 or 5 girls working in there. He paid them off on Saturday night. They stayed open till 2 o'clock. They paid them off and he picked the clothes, he said. And 2 of them started up the sidewalk with a hand prayer. So 2 nigger men grabbed at them. So they turned around and run back down there where he was. And he said, the nigga come on in the beer joint there.
Yeah.
And he said, if he had a 38 on the counter, that's a yes, Reach got that 38. And so that nigga grabbed his hand, and grabbed the 38, and the ball hit the nigga right along there. And it went right straight up his arm, went into his heart, and killed him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said he ain't never had no more trouble with niggas since. J.W. said that. Now Ben told me that they tried to do everything to the niggas. They all got together up there trying to prosecute him, you know, everything. They went to court and Jerry told him to do it again if anything like that happened. And Ben, he'd be a joint out now. Try to get me to take hold of that and run it, but I didn't want to fool and be a joint.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get tied up in such a mess as that, you know. Ben, he won't stay in there himself, you know. He got a nice-looking woman running the place up there. Boy, she's strict to the dick, and I stopped playing that long ago. I got me a cocoa. Boy, she's strict on that folk up there.
Big joint?
Oh, yeah, big joint. Got 8 pool tables in there and 2 juke ovens. I don't know how many pinball machines in there.
Mm-hmm.
He opened up at 2 o'clock in the day, stayed at 2 o'clock at night. And I'm at rich folks. But most of, you know, them rich women getting there and drinking. I had tattoo home one night.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a liquor store, but he had.
No, he ain't got no liquor in there. Nothing but beer and cold drink and hot dogs, hamburgers, and shit like that. And he got tables, you know.